Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, and welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. I recorded a previous podcast on the fact that showing up is half the battle when you're starting your pool business because more than likely the other guy didn't show up. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about how to let the customer know that you were at their property to service their pool, especially in those pools that stay pretty clean every week. Leslie's Pool Supplies is a proud partner of the Pool Guy Podcast Show. Leslie's Pool Supplies has been do-it-yourselfers and pool trade professionals' trusted partners since 1963, providing quality products and services to make pool care easy and solutions and expertise to do it right. I think customers fall into a lot of different categories. There are those that don't really care to know if you showed up or not. As long as the pool looks good, they'll assume that you were there every week. Other customers may want you to, put a log in the timer. I'll talk about that a little bit later. Or if they're more advanced, you can use an app like Pay the Pool Man, Skimmer, Pool Service Software, AquaSuite to send them a photo of the pool before and after, or at least send them a note saying that you were at the pool. A lot of times the customers will know you're there because they'll see you because they have a Ring camera or some other kind of device like that nowadays. It's not like the old days where there's no way for them to track you at their pool. Almost everyone has a camera, and assume that everyone has a camera pointed somewhere in their house so they know that you're going to be at their pool or they'll see that you were there. So you don't want to rely on kind of the customer's camera to let them know you were there. You want to be a little more proactive for those customers that want to know if you were there or not. And so here's a couple tips. You can do something very simple, and I think this is a good thing to do anyway, just so you have the record on hand for yourself, is to keep a little log in the timer. So the log can be very simple with a column with the date and time, another column with the chemical readings, chlorine, pH, alkalinity, whatever other ones you want to put there, calcium hardness, cyanuric acid, and then a little section for notes. And you have plenty of room in these cards usually. The timer box or, the standard automatic timer boxes are like 5 by 8 inches. So you have plenty of room in there for a pretty good sign-in sheet. I would use a harder cardstock kind of paper versus just a regular piece of paper in there. Make sure it's closed and you can keep it in there. Or if you have a larger timer, you can put it in there. But this is a good record to keep, and it's a physical way for the customer to see that you were there. Even if you're using an app like Pay the Pool Man or Skimmer to send them a notification, I still think there's a good place for a physical piece of paper in there, especially if you have employees. You want them to sign in at the service account, at least so that the customer can just walk back there and see the fact that they signed in and see the chemical readings of that day. And so that's kind of basic, and I think a sign-in sheet is not too outdated in a lot of cases, and it's probably the number one thing I recommend still for your pool service. It's easy to do. It takes 30 seconds to fill it out every week, and then the customer is more assured that you're there every week. And I mentioned in that podcast that half the battle is showing up, and a lot of times they'll cancel their service and hire someone new because they're not thinking the pool guy is showing up there. And he may be showing up. He may not be signing in some way or fashion to let them know that they're there. And he may not be cleaning the pool thoroughly to let them know they're there. And even if you clean the pool thoroughly one day, the gardener may show up later and blow a bunch of junk in the pool, or you may get a rainstorm or a windstorm, and the customer won't know if you were there or not at that point. So at the minimum, a login sheet would be something that I would definitely recommend. Back in the day, I used to leave door hangers on customers' homes a lot. Used to be able to pick them up free at your supplier. They would have tons of them there, and you would just grab the door hangers, and when you needed to let a certain customer know, you would leave a door hanger there. Of course, those door hanger days are gone now with the phones and apps and texting, and you can definitely text your customers, but I think direct text messaging is time consuming, and I think those are kind of going away too with the advent of all these pool routing software apps out there. With Pay to Pool Man or Skimmer, you can take a picture of the pool before and after. You can send the customer the information that you were there. So if you have a customer that wants to know that you were there at their pool, I think getting one of these apps is a great idea and a great solution to the problem of being micromanaged by these customers that are always questioning, you know, hey, did you service my pool this week? I didn't see you come in or whatever. Then you have the app that will show them that you were there. And definitely important to have that kind of technology tracer on you. And then the sign-in sheet is a secondary way that you can let the customer know that you were there every week. I think also one of the best ways that you can emphasize the fact that you were at their service account is to, of course, leave the pool clean. Now, this is kind of a no-brainer, I guess, but it's not something that is universally thought of as important. But you definitely, while you're there, you want to clean the pool. And so even if you think the automatic cleaner is going to pick up, you know, leaves on the bottom or dirt on the bottom, which they probably will, you can't be certain of that. So, you know, you don't never know if there's going to be a power failure or if the cleaner gets a rock, gets stuck on something, and it's not going to thoroughly clean the pool for you, even though you're thinking it will. You definitely want to clean the pool while you're there. So for me, I'll make sure that there's no leaves on the bottom, no debris on the bottom, all the dirt's vacuumed up. And then the surface, I'll skim it the best I can. Sometimes the wind's blowing a little bit. You can't leave it 100%. But I'll definitely empty the baskets. All these are signs that you were there at the property. Emptying the skimmer basket. Emptying the pump basket if necessary. These are good signs to leave to the customer that you were actually there cleaning their pool. And again, it may sound like a duh, but you have to do this kind of stuff. And if you have employees, especially, you want to emphasize the point that while you're there checking the chemicals, you actually want to clean the pool. You can't let the cleaner do all the work and assume that the pool is going to be clean by the time the customer looks at it. You know, if the customer comes out the door 10 minutes after you leave and there's still debris on the bottom because you're expecting the cleaner to pick it up, that may get you in trouble because they may assume that you weren't there, or if you were there, you had another call or you had to go, and they're going to probably want you to come back and finish cleaning their pool. So you don't want to run into that situation. You can avoid that by just cleaning the pool every week while you're there. It's very basic and it's something that you should set yourself to do. So after all, they are paying for weekly pool service. And if they have a gardener, the gardener's going to cut the grass every week and trim the bushes or whatever and make it look like they were there. So in the same respect as the pool service, you have to do something so that the customer recognizes that you're at the pool. And that again entails emptying the baskets, cleaning the pool, and making it look like they can jump in the pool after you leave the service account. So these are all kind of basic things that you need to be doing. I think, you know, whatever you can do to make it as clear as possible that you're showing up every week is important. I think one of the very basic things you can do besides the sign-in sheet or using an app is to schedule your service stop on the same day and same time every week. And that way the customer gets accustomed to you being back there at the same time. And on the same day every week of the year, you can't always remain as consistent, but out of the, you know, 50 or 40 service stops you're going to do for that customer, you want to definitely make sure that it's going to be Thursday between 9 and 10 or 10:30 a.m. or it's going to be, you know, Friday between 1 and 2 p.m., whatever you can do to keep that consistent. And if you have a normal scheduled route where you're not doing a lot of repairs in between your service accounts, you can definitely keep a pretty good schedule. And I really think showing up on the same scheduled day and scheduled time every week is the best way or best practice to show the customer that you're there every week. When I'm out there on my pool route, the gardeners usually show up every week on the same day at the same time, and they're pretty consistent. They may be, you know, half an hour or 30 minutes one way or the other. And I think customers expect that from all their services. You know, the housekeeper shows up the same day at the same time. And in the same respect, if the customer sees that you're coming every day, Thursday, you know, between 9 and 10, they're going to know that you're there. And if you miss that day, they're going to actually be concerned that you didn't make it that day in a lot of cases. So, of course, when you're doing the filter cleaning or if something comes up and you're going to be delayed, you can't be consistent at that point. But at least the majority of the days, you know, 70% of the time, you're going to show up at their service account on that day within those particular hours. And, of course, try to keep the day as consistent as possible. Even if you're late, coming a little bit later that day, as long as you keep the service date consistent, I think that's half the battle right there. And if you can keep the service date and time consistent, I think the customer will recognize that you're there more or less than, you know, a lot of the times that the reason why they switch pool service is a mystery of when their pool guy got there, because maybe they didn't do it consistently on the same day or same time. Maybe they skipped a week here and there. Whatever reason, they didn't know if their other pool guy was showing up or not. And therefore, you have to emphasize the fact that your pool service is going to show up every week. Here's how we actually prove that we're there. You can tell the customer that you're going to leave a sign-in sheet in the time clock every week, and they can check that to make sure that the pool was serviced. You're also going to log the readings there, and you can let them know, in addition to the sign-in sheet, I'm going to take a picture of your pool when I finish servicing it every week, and it'll be sent to you so you know that your pool was serviced. And so those are kind of ways to kind of emphasize the point that you're going to be at, that you were at the service account and you actually serviced the pool, besides the fact that the pool should look swim ready after you leave the pool. Definitely these are important things because they're paying you for a service, and to be honest with you, you're going to be back there for, you know, 20 to 25 minutes, and it's a very small window of time when you're actually back there servicing the pool, and it's very easy to miss the fact that you were back there servicing the pool. Even if the customer is home, they can definitely miss the fact that you were back there very easily, and you don't want to rely on the fact that, you know, the customer is going to see you come in on his camera. You want to make a note that you were there on your end of it so that you're covered in case the customer tells you one day, hey, you know, you're not showing up in my pool, you know, for this and this reason. I don't think you're showing up every week. And then you have the, you know, the log and the timer, and you also have the app, if you have an app, with the photo that you send them every week. And that'll eliminate that whole conversation. And those conversations are time consuming. They're a little bit irritating because you know you were there. And so you have to spend time explaining to the customer that, hey, I was at the pool, here's what I did, you know. And so to avoid all that, just sign in, be consistent with your service day and time, get an app where you can send a picture to the customer of when you serviced their pool. All of these will enhance your business and definitely help save you time, because otherwise you're going to be, you know, in those uncomfortable phone conversations where you're trying to prove to the customer that you were there or that your employee was there at the pool that week. And those never are good or fun to deal with. And so avoid all that just by, you know, doing these little simple things. And I think it's going to go a long way to making your service business much more reputable. And you're going to get more referrals from the customer because they're going to say, hey, my pool guy shows up every week. It's really cool. He comes here on this day. He signs in. He sends me a picture when he's done. All these things will enhance your business to the point where they're going to refer you to their friends, their neighbors, and you're going to get a lot more business by being, by doing these simple things to show that you were at the pool. And the premise of the other podcast was showing up is half the battle. And I think this premise is showing up is definitely half the battle, but also leaving proof or evidence that you were there is the other half of the battle. Besides, of course, balancing their pool and leaving it swim ready and clean while you're there. And again, a lot of times the customers don't even see that as a fact you were there. And so definitely take these steps to ensure that you don't have anyone questioning if you were at the stop or questioning your employee if you were there or not. And if you're looking for other podcasts that I recorded, you can go to my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. On the banner, you can just scroll to the, you can just click on the podcast icon on the banner, and then you can scroll down and see the other podcasts that I recorded. And of course, if you're in the industry and you want to enhance your business, you may want to consider the coaching program that I offer. And for $10 a month, you can text me in real time. For $20 a month, you can call me or text me, and I'll be happy to help you out with any problems you're having with your business, or to help you, you know, whatever issue you come up with, I'm here to help you with that. There's also a group chat that you can be invited into once you join, and you get 10% off your general liability insurance. So all these are great benefits for being part of the group, and you can learn more about that at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Yeah! Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.